In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh yes, I'm glad to be with you to tell you there is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Now, if you're being scared and afraid, it's not from God. If you're being tormented, it's not from God. Oh no, it's not, because there is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. What you need to do with the condemnation is go into the bathroom and flush it. And you flush the fear and all that stuff. Condemnation, it's no good. It's not of God. He who did not spare his own son, would he condemn you? You belong to him. You've given your life to him. Condemnation is never of God. Fear is never of God. To fear God, we need to do that, but not be afraid. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. Oh, yes. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law itself. For God has done what the law weakened by the flesh could not do. What could the law not do? It couldn't save you. It couldn't heal you. It couldn't bless you. It only told you, you were wrong, and you've done this, you've done that, you've done the other thing. Torment. That's what the law does. When we go to see Les Miserables, it's about grace and the law. Javert is the man of the law. He cannot deal with grace. So when grace comes to him, he commits suicide. I tell you, the law is gone. Jesus has replaced the law with the Spirit by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. Hallelujah. The Father sent Jesus in the likeness of sinful flesh and to deal with sin. Where did Jesus deal with sin? On the cross, when he shed his blood for you. That's when Jesus dealt with sin, once and for all. When people ask me to pray for a relative, my prayer is, Lord, bring them to the cross that they would be saved. Bring them to the cross that they may be saved. He condemned sin in the flesh of Jesus, so that the just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh. What about the flesh? The lust of the eye, the lust for greed, the lust for things. Things will not make you happy. There's a bumper sticker that says, the one who dies with most things wins. Yeah, they win hell. That's what they win. It has nothing to do with greed and everything to do with the Spirit of God, who walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, greed, the lust of the eye, the lust for things. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on things of the Spirit. Love one another as I have loved you, even unto death. Oh, yes, love, love, love. Let's continue. To set your mind on the flesh is death. But to set your mind on the Spirit is life and peace. Where is your mind today? Is it set on the flesh? Oh, I wish I had that kind of car that Molly has. Please, you have a car, it's got four wheels and it moves. Be happy with what you've got. If you want to buy a new one, save it or save up. But don't envy Molly. Don't envy Molly. For this reason, the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. That's why we have confession. We go under the blood when we go to confession. We go under the blood when we go to confession. But you are not of the flesh. Do you hear that? You are not of the flesh. You are in the Spirit. Since the Spirit of God dwells in you, do you know that the Holy Spirit dwells in believers that have given their lives to Jesus? Do you know that today? That you are not in the flesh, but you are in the Spirit? And if the Spirit of God dwells in you, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Listen to the next one, verse 11, Romans 8. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, my Lord, the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you today, dwells in me today. Not fear, not lust, but the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you today. That's real. That's why you have no right to be afraid. That's why you have no right to be lustful. Let's continue. He who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit that dwells in you. So then, brothers, we are debtors not of the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. You will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. You will live. For all that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Are you led by the Holy Spirit? I've been praying for a teacher that I had in the theology school. His name has been coming to me, and I've been praying for him. I found out that he died yesterday. I didn't know he was on his deathbed, but the Spirit of God told me to pray for him. Oh, yes, and he would be the last person I would think about. But you know what? God told me to pray for that man, for Father John. And so I did the best I could. You see, when God gives you a sign, you've got to act on it. You've got to act on it. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. There is nothing to fear. Do not be afraid. Yesterday I was asked to preach at the 6:05 Mass, and I was afraid. And Father Joseph prophesied out loud, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid." I tell you, that fear left. But I had, I wanted to do a good job. And you know what? It was okay. It was okay. But you have received a spirit of adoption. You have been adopted into the family of God. You are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. You have been adopted into the family of God. God only has one natural son. His name is Jesus. But through his blood, we have been adopted. When we cry, Abba, Daddy, Father, it is that the very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. When I send my letters out, I say, I send them to Dear Child of God. Oh, yes, it's about being children of God by adoption through the blood of the Lamb. We need to know that we are God's children now. What we shall later be has not yet come to light, but we know that when it comes to light, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. That's from 1 John. I tell you, and if children, then heirs. Ah, this is it. Heirs of God. What does God have? Everything. And joint heirs of Christ. What does Christ have? Everything. If in fact we suffer with him. If in fact we suffer condemnation, being condemned, being ridiculed, we also will be glorified with him. Verse 18. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. I tell you, when we suffer condemnation, people make fun of us. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. We are not called to suffer sicknesses. God wants to heal our sickness through the cross of Jesus. We need to know that we suffer persecution. Persecution is what we suffer. And people do not love Jesus, and they will persecute us. Yes, they will. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. Creation waits that the sons and daughters of God will be revealed. It waits that, for the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it. That's the Lord. In hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. I tell you, one day this world is going to be transformed by the glory of God. By the glory of God. This land that we know is not going to end. I don't believe in the world ends. I believe in the world puts on a resurrected body insofar that it's the earth. I tell you, we need to know that creation waits for us to be revealed so that it itself would be revealed by the glory of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly. You have the first fruits of the Holy Spirit. Yes, the Spirit dwells in you. Yes, the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Yes, he who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us. That's why we should not be afraid of him. That's why we should not be tormented. That's why we need to get that out of our lives, because he sent his Son for you and for me. He sent his Son for us. It says, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies, to put on resurrected bodies. Oh, yes. I tell you, in heaven, no one is old. In heaven, no one has arthritis. In heaven, no one is blind. I had three friends that were blind sisters. And you know what? If they're in heaven today, by the grace of God, they're not blind anymore. They're not blind anymore. They see. And they see Jesus. Hallelujah. Three sisters on the earth were blind. But now, in heaven, they see and they look on the face of Jesus. For in hope we were saved. We were saved in hope. Now, hope that is seen is not hope. Hope that is seen is not hope. Do you know that today? Hope that is seen is not hope. We hope to be saved, but that hope is not, I hope, on a rocking chair. It's the knowledge that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us. For who hopes for what he has seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience to put on the resurrected bodies. Hallelujah. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. Kora shandala mambaria isafahori kasanda kesikariatu harakuthia maha. I tell you that God who searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. When we pray in the Spirit, I tell you, the Spirit intercedes with God according to the will of God. Oh, yes, we want the divine will always. It's always God's choice that we would choose the divine will. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I tell you, we need to pray that part of the prayer of the Our Father. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God. All things. Let's look at some of your things today that are negative. It'll work together for the good if you love God. All things work together for the good if you love God. I love God. I love His Son, Jesus Christ. I love the Holy Spirit. How I need to know that all things will work together for the good to those who love God. I believe it. It's my favorite scripture passage. Who are called according to His purpose. You've been called according to His purpose. You've been called to be missionaries in the field called the world, bringing Christ to people and people to Jesus, bringing Jesus to people and people to Jesus. That's what you've been called to do. Are you doing it? You can do it at least by praying. I told you that the Lord put it on my mind to think about Father John. I didn't know he was on his deathbed, but the Spirit of God revealed that to me. When they told me this morning that Father John died, I said, I was thinking about him. I was praying about him. This is important to know, that the Spirit does these things. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. We want to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, true God and true man, Son of God and Son of Mary. We want to be conformed to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one that we want to be conformed to, in order that he might be the firstborn within many brothers. Many brothers. He's the firstborn from the dead of many brothers who will receive resurrection bodies, also sisters, of course. And those whom he predestined, he also called. You know he's calling you? And he called you by name. We live in the age of numbers. My social security number is dee 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 dee. My PIN number in the bank is da 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 da. God doesn't call you by number. He calls you by name. By name he calls you because he knows you and he loves you. He also called for those whom he predestined. He also called those who will be justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. Do you know that the Lord will glorify you because you've been justified by the blood of Jesus? You've been put right with God by the blood of Jesus. Verse 31. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? I won't tell you, God is for you. And I just won't tell you another thing. God is happy today. He's always happy. And he looks down upon us. I tell you, he speaks to us. I heard his audible voice when I was drowning. He told me, don't panic. Called me by name. Didn't call me by number. Oh, yes, I heard his audible voice. Only once. Only once. I know people who have died and come back and they saw Jesus. They saw Jesus. I know people that have experienced that. Oh, yes. And I also know a person who experienced hell. And the way she got out of it was she said to God, if you take me out of this place, I will seek to serve you. And two hands came and brought her someplace, but out of hell. Oh, yes. He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? He gave us his own son. Will he not give us everything else in Christ? Everything else. I have everything I need today. In the name of Jesus, you have everything you need today. In the name of Jesus, don't go after lusting about things. Don't think that you are being left behind. He gave his life for you. Who will bring a charge against God's elect? Do you know that you're part of God's elect? He chose you, not for what you could do, but because he loved you. It is God who justifies. Who is condemned? It is Christ Jesus who, how is the condemnation taken away? Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Do you know today you have Jesus as a prayer partner? He intercedes for you. He wants you to have peace. Oh, yes. Wants you to have peace because you're a child of God. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship? No. Distress? No. Persecution? No. Famine? No. Nakedness or the sword or peril? No. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. Not famine, not nakedness, not peril, not the sword, not persecution, not nakedness, not anything will separate us from the love of God. I hope you know that today. I want to invite people to the Crown Plaza in Woburn, from the date 25th of July to the 31st of July. This is the school of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. It's a school that we learn how to act as a Christian and how to do what we're called to do, to be missionaries. Oh, yes, the school of the Holy Spirit, the 25th to the 31st of July, and it's at the Crown Plaza in Woburn. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto you according to your word. Let it be done unto me according to your word. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. What have we learned today? There is now, this very second, no condemnation for us who are in Christ Jesus. Now, and that everything works together for the good to those who love God, who love Christ. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.